This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Residents of New Orleans could soon return to find that they've been evicted from their rental apartments and homes. A ban on evictions is still in place in the city until next week. But outside of New Orleans, renters are already being put on notice. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Constable.
This week, Constable Charles Wilson has the unenviable task of serving eviction notices to homes renters evacuated here in Jefferson Parish, just south of New Orleans.
Anybody home?
When no one answers, he tapes the notices to the door, hoping that the occupants return before he's back to evict them next week.
I knew this day would come, and I prayed that it would be easier than it is now, that people would have migrated back by that time. But this hasn't happened.
Wilson says since the ban on evictions was lifted this week in Louisiana, he's personally delivered about 120 notices a day. He says some residents are under the false impression that they don't have to pay rent until December.
This is heartbreaking to me because I lost everything I had in the storm. So I know what it's going to be like when they decide or they say, well, for December we're going home, only to get home in December and find that, hey, your home is no longer your home. It's all been cleared out. It's gone. So I can't say it enough. Please, get in touch with your landlord. Don't lose the rest of whatever Katrina left for you.
As the constable leaves the eviction notice, property owner Tom Brooks steps inside to check on the place. He says his tenants haven't paid rent since evacuating the house in August.
Now, bear in mind, there's no flood damage, no damage to the exterior of the house.
It smells pretty bad in here.
Yeah. It's the refrigerators and freezers. Electricity's off, but perfectly good furniture that someone could use.
Brooks says it seems his tenants never returned to get their possessions, and now he's out 2 months' rent. He still has to pay his mortgage and insurance, not to mention repairs on this and the other 87 rental units he owns.
You haven't heard from them?
No, nothing.
You don't have a way to reach them?
Yes, we have ways, but the numbers that they gave us either no good or, you know, for emergency numbers, they say they get in touch with us. They're living somewhere else, obviously, and they either don't have the money to come back and get their stuff or they don't want the stuff.
Brooks says he'd like to clean out and make repairs to his properties so he can rent them out once more. With so many people coming to rebuild the area, the demand for habitable housing is huge. But elsewhere, renters say some landlords are kicking out their old tenants in order to jack up the rents.
It's just totally ridiculous. And we know, you got one bedrooms are going right now for $600. That was $300 before.
Ronald Coleman says his own rent jumped, and he's refusing to pay for September when there was no power or water and he couldn't live there. He's in New Orleans, where the eviction ban is still in effect.
The criminal landlords of New Orleans, the criminals, and they are criminals. They're making copies of eviction notice, and they're typing things in and serving them themselves.
As plans for rebuilding the city get underway, some fear that poor people will be squeezed out through gentrification. Attorney Bob Quigley represents tenants in New Orleans.
We've had situations where people have come back to New Orleans, found all their stuff out on the street, and other people living in their apartments at higher rents than they were paying before they left.
A preview of things to come in New Orleans can already be seen next door in Jefferson Parish. Constable Wilson says he hopes wherever they are, renters hear his plea before he's forced to empty out all their possessions onto the curb.
Your only prayer is if somebody swings the corner and say, Constable, hold it a minute. I live there. That's what I hope for. Even if it's at the ninth hour, one of them just say, hold up, Constable, I'm here.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, New Orleans.